Hello, I'm Bruce Reynolds from Reynolds Communication. The following podcast is an initiative of the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries Dairy Industry Group. Today I'm talking with Vicky Smart, New South Wales DPI's Livestock Officer Dairy, based at Berry. Vicky, why is it important to get heat detection right in New South Wales herds?
Bruce, heat detection is one of the crucial factors when it comes to getting cows pregnant. And the better we become at picking those cows in heat in year-round calving herds within New South Wales, the better that the reproductive performance of the herd will be. And it is a key driver in terms of the success of getting cows back in calf.
What are the signs that we should be looking for in our cows?
In terms of identifying when and picking cows on heat, generally cows change their behaviour. For instance, they often in the milking herd will go off their milk or drop in milk production, and this drop is generally associated with drop in feed intake. They generally also become quite restless and will often prowl the fences and bellow. So these are some of the behavioural changes that we initially indicate to us that cows are coming into heat. But one of the main identifiers that an animal is in the middle of their heat is they will stand to be mounted by their herd mates. Often you will find groups of cows in together in what we call a sexual active group. So these sorts of signs are, to the trained eye, things that we need to be looking at.
When is the best time to do heat detection to get those best results?
When it comes to the timing, it's just important as knowing what you're looking for in terms of changes in heat behaviour and when cows are coming into heat. So where they've done a lot of studies, the best heat detectors have actually spending time in terms of observation and observing their cows in heat. So in terms of best time, it's generally when the cows are most relaxed and can often, when they're grazing, it's probably best to avoid times like when we're yarding them, bringing them back for milking, in crowded or slippery yards. And what makes it even more challenging is when we're trying to pick cows on heat when it's hot. Most often cows don't display very obvious signs of heat when they're hot. In summary of that, it's spending time in the paddock. Often you'll pick up most cows in heat.
What are the benefits of heat detection, particularly in larger herds?
In terms of larger herds, the benefits of heat detection is ensuring that cows get in calf at the appropriate time. That will reflect a constant average milk production. Having more cows in calf, obviously, there's less culling, and at the end of the day, more cows in calf on a regular basis when they need to be allows you to have a much more constant milk flow and run a more productive, fresher herd.
What about from a technology point of view? What is available to help the producers?
In terms of technology, there's lots available. One of the most simplest ways to help people identify and pick cows in heat, given our busy lifestyle as farmers, things like heat detection aids and provide tools and opportunities to help pick those cows in heat. It doesn't replace, they are tools. At the end of the day, it doesn't replace observing the herd and identifying when they're in heat. But things like tail paint and pressure sensitive devices like KMARs make very useful tools to help assist get cows in calf. The other thing, Bruce, in terms of technology is the use of synchronisation programs. And the benefit of synchronisation programs is they allow a timed approach and help with the when to look in a more precise period and defined period when cows are going to be displaying heat. So it allows in large herds particularly to concentrate the when the time to look is and knowing when cows are in heat.
Where can I get more information on heat detection?
In terms of managing heat detection on farm or also training some new staff, best options are talking with your local dairy officer. The other part is looking on the website, our website, the department's website, And Dairy Australia with their in-calf program have also got quite a outlined way of strategies to help plan and more effectively pick cows in heat. And look at tools like and programs like patch and paint days to ensure that you're keeping your finger on the pulse in terms of picking cows in heat and getting them back sooner, in-calf sooner, and producing more milk at the end of the day, more money in your pocket.
For this podcast and many more podcasts, fact sheets and videos, I encourage you to visit the New South Wales DPI website and click on Dairy.